Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Certainly appreciate the message, the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is a mystery.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has different works, different offices. And we know that in the Scriptures, the Spirit of God that regenerates us doesn't need anybody to help him.
Amen.
He does it by himself, when he will, upon whom he will, without our will. He also gives gifts to us that we might honor him, the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. So, the Holy Spirit directs and guides us also. So he is he's unseen. We can't see him. But we know he is there.
Right.
He warms our hearts. And when he's manifest,
yeah,
he lifts us up and strengthens us. I appreciate your song service. I appreciate your presence. And it's just good to see everybody here tonight, and I hope the Lord will help me as I stand before you. I know I need him. I need the Holy Spirit to direct my mind and my thoughts of the things that I've studied. The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints of God, to the church at Rome. And in the 15th chapter of the book of Romans, he says in verse 4, he says, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." The Scriptures that the Apostle Paul was speaking about was the Old Testament at that time. And those Scriptures that were written aforetime, whatever you find in the Old Testament, what is it for? It's written for our learning.
Right.
That is, that's what we learn as we read the Scriptures. Written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now, we truly believe that the Old Testament and the New is the preserved Word of God.
Amen.
That is, God has preserved His words.
Right.
And that He inspired holy men of God to speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And He moved writers in the New Testament to write those things. But we couldn't understand the New Testament if we didn't have the Old Testament. You wouldn't know what was being said in the New Testament if you didn't have the Old Testament. Because a lot of things that are spoken in the New Testament, it's referring to what has already been said in the Old Testament. I hope everybody got that. But anyway, it's for our learning that we, through patience and comfort. Now, the Scriptures gives us patience and also comfort.
Amen.
That we might have hope.
Right.
What is our hope? Our hope is expectation that God is going to save us or answer, or He's going to act.
Right.
That's our hope. So as we look into the Scriptures tonight, into the Old Testament, I want to bring some things out that I believe that are very important. Now, the Scriptures are up to date. They're relevant. Now, I know that in the Old Testament, there's things that happened and things that transpired and where God stepped in His providence and where God moved and gave victories to the children of God, to individuals, to the nation of Israel, and to other nations He judged. So we see all different things in the Scriptures that gives us patience and comfort and hope. But tonight I want to begin in the book of 2 Chronicles in chapter 20. And I'm not going to read all this because it would take too much time. But we find here in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles where that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and others were coming against Judah. Now, there's three armies that have combined in alliance to come against Judah. And so there's the news that comes to the ears of Jehoshaphat. Now, he's the king of Judah, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea." So here's the multitude coming against Judah. Now, this is a vast army that's coming to overtake Judah. And the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. Now, he had a right to fear, didn't he?
Sure did.
I mean, here is a vast army coming against Judah.
Yeah.
And he feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, he feared. Now, certainly, as we travel here in this life, there are fears sometime that come upon us. But what should we do when fears come upon us? Well, should we put our plan in motion?
Yes.
You know, the best thing that we can do is set our face to ask the Lord.
Amen.
That's what he said.
He set himself
to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
He is seeking the Lord. He feared and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
Amen.
Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Now, what was the thing that they did? They came together. Here were thousands and thousands of people coming together to seek the Lord and to call upon Him. There was a fast. You know, when we have trouble and trial, what should we do?
Yeah.
We should seek the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we should do. We shouldn't try to work it out ourselves because we don't know how to work it out.
Yeah, exactly.
But we should set ourselves to seek the Lord. So it is, he called a fast, and they came together. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And here is his prayer. And I want you to hear this prayer. What a powerful prayer that this king prayed unto the Lord. O Lord God of our fathers. Now he starts out, O Lord God of our fathers.
Yeah.
Now, the fathers were those that were before. And the things that had went before, the God of our fathers.
Yeah.
Art not thou God in heaven? Yeah, He's God in heaven. That's His throne, heaven. And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen?
Yeah.
Does He not do that? He rules over all the kingdoms of the heathen. And in thine hand is there not power and might? Is He not powerful and mighty?
Amen.
He's all powerful, isn't He?
Amen.
He's omnipotent. We believe that God is sovereign, don't we?
Amen.
We believe that God, that nobody can hinder Him, thwart what He desires to do, His will, whatever He does, is right. Our God is in the heavens, and He hath done whatsoever He pleased.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord pleased that He did in heaven and earth and in all the deep places.
Amen.
That covers it all, doesn't it?
Amen.
So it is that He is the almighty, all-powerful God, so that none is able to withstand thee. None can stay His hand.
Oh.
Art not thou our God? You're our God. Who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to thy seed Abraham, thy friend, forever? And so it is, here's the prayer. And he's in faith praying to God. Here's the people of God coming together and they're calling upon the Lord. And there's a God in heaven that's listening and hearing. And Jehoshaphat, he is pleading his case before the Lord. Now he's reminding God of all this. Now God hadn't forgotten.
No.
But he's reminding God. That is, he's saying, God, look all that you have done. Look who you are. That you sat on your throne. You've driven out the enemy. You've been with us. And now here is this great army that's coming against us to overtake us. So it is that here they are before the Lord. And he says, behold, I say, how great they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. Listen.
That's confession.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what to do. It's too big for me. What it's saying here, there's things in life that we can't handle of ourselves and by ourselves. It's saying that there's things in life that we can't take in our own hands, but we must go to the Lord.
Amen.
One that's bigger and greater, and one that has the ability to do whatever He desires to do. So it is, He says, we don't know what to do. I've been there myself. I don't know what to do, Lord. And I need Thee. I need direction. I need help. All of us have been there somewhere in our life that something, some situation, some circumstance, and we cried to the Lord, I don't know what to do. But He does. He knows what to do. He knows how to answer. I don't know what to do. So here they are praying. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, children, little children, and their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel. Now listen, here's the man, Jahaziel. The Spirit of God comes upon Jahaziel in the midst of the congregation.
Wow.
And he says, here's the message. Here's the message. Hearken, ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. For thus saith the Lord unto you. Now this is the words of the Lord coming by Jehaziel, the Spirit of God, upon him. This is the message that God has given. And he says, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Now here's the comfort. This is news from heaven.
Amen.
This is news from God. For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
The battle's not yours. it's not yours, it's God's. The battle's the Lord's. You know, even in our own lives, there are some situations and circumstances, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Because we can handle. You know, when I was young, I thought I could handle about anything.
Yeah.
But I was taught that, son, you can't handle a whole lot in your life. I thought that, you know, when I was growing up as a teenager, I thought that I had all the answers. I was pretty smart. But I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. Because things come in life, and I'm thankful it did, that taught me that you don't have the strength that you thought you had.
Amen.
That you're weak, you're a worm,
right.
And you need the Lord. I'm glad I was taught that. The battle is not yours, but God's. Ye need not to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Just be still. You know, people don't like to be still, do they? They don't like to be quiet. But we should stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in our own lives. Fear not, and be not dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. You're going out.
Yeah.
You're going out. Now this great army is coming against you. But the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. So it is that they rose up early in the morning and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe. Put your trust in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Now that's what establishes us.
Yeah.
Believing in the Lord, believing in what He has said, believing in His promise, believing that He can handle anything.
Amen.
That's how we're established. Because if we are believing in men, or if we're believing in ourselves, we're unstable, aren't we? We're moved about.
Amen.
What a firm foundation we have that God has laid in His excellent word for your faith.
Yeah.
So it is, believe in the Lord. Certainly, to trust in Him and have our confidence in Him stabilizes us. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe His prophets. Yeah, His prophets, the true prophets. Believe what they have said. And so shall ye prosper. You're going to prosper spiritually. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Aren't you thankful that his mercy endures forever? It's never exhausted. Praise the Lord. That is, give him the glory. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. I'm glad His mercy is everlasting. I'd have used it all up a long time ago. If it wasn't forever, if it didn't endure, if it wasn't plenteous, I'd have used it up. But thank God, there's more mercy, there's more grace, and there's more and more. He's not exhausted His mercy unto us. His mercy endureth forever. And when they begin to sing and praise, you know, there are songs that are prayers. You look in the Psalms, songs that are prayers,
Amen.
Calling upon the Lord,
Amen.
Giving glory to Him, ascribing greatness to God, depending upon God, describing our own self, our own experience. Yeah, you can find yourself in the Old Testament writings, can't you?
Yeah.
You can find your experiences there.
Amen.
Here they are. The singers are going before.
Yeah.
That's the army of the Lord. That's the only army they had. Going to great this great multitude. I'm sure that when the beginning that this great army saw these people coming out just singing, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. I guess the first thought is that these people have lost their minds. But they're going to find out. They begin to sing and praise the Lord. And the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
Yeah.
Now these ambushments, I need help about this. I don't know exactly. I know one thing, it was of the Lord.
Yeah.
These ambushments. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. That's the seed of Esau. Utterly to slay and destroy them. They began to fight each other.
Yeah.
And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. The enemy destroyed one another. I mean, God confused them so much, they destroyed one another.
Amen.
Wow. They were wiped out. And when the children, when Judah came toward to watch over, to the watchtower in the wilderness and looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance of both riches, with the dead bodies and the precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil.
It was so much.
And the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley. And they were blessed. They blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Berekah unto this day. Then they returned every man to Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy.
Yeah.
For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. There's celebration, isn't it?
Amen.
Salvation was of the Lord.
Yeah.
Salvation is of the Lord, isn't it? And therefore He gave them deliverance. He fought for them. They didn't fight themselves. Now, there were times that they did fight, and the Lord was with them. But in this circumstance, they didn't fight. The Lord wiped them out. He conquered the enemy for them. He showed His great power before them. And they rejoiced. I'm telling you, when we see the victories of God, we rejoice. When we see the victory that God has given us over sin, Satan, and death, I'll tell you, it's something to rejoice about. When we see our captain, Jesus Christ, and what He has accomplished for us, do we not rejoice? I mean, when we see that salvation was in His hands, and He fought the battle, and He won it, and we didn't help Him.
Amen.
He did it alone. He did it by Himself. He didn't need any help. We rejoice in that.
Amen.
We rejoice in the victories. I'll tell you, you look in the Old Testament, I get excited when I see all the hand of God in these victories. He's my God.
Yeah.
He's my personal God. He loves me and I love Him.
Yeah.
He cares for me. He's not going to leave me as an orphan.
No, he isn't.
He's going to help me. Whatever comes, he's going to help me. Now, this is not teaching that we don't have responsibilities.
Right.
Or we don't have something to do as we travel here upon this earth. But it's teaching us that we take everything to the Lord. Because He has the answers. Well, I don't have the answers. I have some answers. Somebody says, you don't know much. Well, that's true. But what I know well. Because the Word of God teaches us, instructs us, and we can count on what He says.
Amen.
He's revealed Himself in His Word. So it is, I don't have all the answers. But I'm telling you right here, this has the answers.
Amen.
Men go and to other men say, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And they got all kind of instructions, or they think they're so smart, and it's not according to the word of the Lord.
Right.
And that's why they fail.
Amen. Amen.
You know, in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. You know why? Because we don't understand a whole lot.
Amen.
We don't understand a whole lot. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God has directed the paths as we lean upon Him. Not upon us, not upon man, not upon the intelligence of man, not upon the ingenuity of man, because man doesn't have the answers, and we see that all around us. He doesn't have the answers. God has the answers.
Amen.
And right here it is in this word. In this word we can trust, because it is up to date, it is relevant, and it stabilizes us in the midst of a chaotic world.
Yeah.
This is where our strength comes from, the Lord. He is our refuge. He is our strength. And when we come to the end of ourselves, we see, I'm going to fly to the rock. I'm going to flee to Him. Because He's my strength. He's my power. He's my guide. He's my teacher. He's all that I really need. May God bless you with these things.
Victory in Jesus. What number is that? Victory in Jesus.